American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Nope. Podcasting live this week from the recent past. Sorry. Podcasting live from the recent past in a house overlooking the Socrates district of Reno, Nevada. This is the very worst podcast in the entire world, and I'm your host this week, Josh Martin, as you can tell. Joined this week, of course, by my lovely co-host, Cadillac Kim, and our producer, Dogwater Dick, and, of course, One Ton Dooley.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that was fumble. A sad, like, on the spectrum beginning that ended with a perfect post.
He hit the post.
Perfect post.
He nailed the post.
Oh, my God.
I've never done an open before.
But that was like recovering a fumble for your own team and then running at the last, like, 10 yards into right end of diving touchdown.
His name isn't 12-ton Dooley Row. Wouldn't have made it.
Fuck, that was rad. Okay. Good job, Chewy.
Thanks. Welcome to the show.
And why would Chewy be doing the open if Rory was here?
Rory didn't make it again because he's fucking sick. No, wait. Rory's in the band.
I got the itis.
Yeah, no, Rory's here. He's just he's
drinking
a guest.
Heavily
Rory's in the band. We put him in a different chair so he would feel all off kilter.
Yep. We want it genuine.
You're
off kilter. Organic.
I'm off kilter.
Your mom's off kilter.
No, I'm all about drinking pee. I'm not crazy. Oh, hey. You're the one that's crazy. I just wanted Pepsi.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Well, I wanted one Pepsi, man. You wouldn't give it to me, Rick.
Wow. Well, cool. I'm sadly filling Rory's seat this week.
Yes, she
you
is.
Guys
doing
are all,
a damn good
yeah.
job.
Dude, that chair's
hey.
Never been happier. It's like, thank God Rory's butt's not here anymore. Rory's got a bony butt. He sat on my lap before, I know.
I'd be happy if, twice. You know, somebody was sitting on me too, so.
And by that, I don't suppose you mean me.
Gay jokes. I have a girlfriend now, Rory.
Right, I know.
Speaking
but lap sitting, is that doesn't mean anything.
Well, no. Well.
No, that's like children with Santa Claus. It's not dirty.
Right. Well. Or like, see, or like you know, a car trip to, like, you know, a road trip to see a band.
Yeah, okay.
I've sat on laps for multiple miles to go see a band. But I went to college in farmland.
I don't care what your kink is, Rory. It's okay.
Yeah.
Dude.
We're all people.
Cake sitting.
Cakesitting.com.
Meatloaffarts.com.
Damn.
That's probably a thing.
No, those are real websites.
Really?
I'm going to look them up right now.
And it's, yeah. It's out there, ladies and gents.
Oh, God.
It's a pay-per-view site.
All right, what did everybody do this week? What's exciting? Did I do the most exciting thing this week?
Yes.
Probably.
Probably.
Usually
I went to the Ketty murder scene. Do you guys know about the Ketty murders?
No.
Okay, so I took my girlfriend on this, like, day trip from where I'm from. And do you guys listen to My Favorite Murder? It's a podcast.
No.
They call themselves Murderinos. They're like followers or whatever. And like people call in with their favorite murder stories from their hometowns or whatever. And I was like, after taking her to this like redneck place for pizza, I was like, let's go to the Ketty murder scene. And she's all, yay, murder. And I'm like, okay. Who do I have in my car right now? I sleep with her. That's awkward. But yeah, no, I took her to the Ketty murder scene, which is by Quincy, California. And it was just the scene of this famous unsolved murder where like a family died in a cabin
still
in the
unsolved.
Woods. Still unsolved. Yeah. So I drove her down there and like showed her the remains of the place that somebody burned down. And it was just like, yeah.
People always got to ruin
the family,
a good shit.
Was it real? Like, boring, like were they just shot in the head or
no, they were like murdered in a grisly fashion, and part of the family was discovered years later in the woods, like broken skull fragments and stuff, like everybody died.
It what was, year
like,
was
just
it?
Like, in 1981.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's still not, and they found the rest of the family in 1984.
So they were just like butchered or slaughtered? Did they make them drink Drano or
tortured?
Anything weird?
Well, nobody knows. It's just God. It's a mystery. Ketty is haunted to this day.
Except that? They burned the place down. What a bunch of dickheads.
Every time there's a great murder hotel or murder house, they always burn it down.
But there's totally people that live there now.
Nobody wants Nightmare on Elm Street to happen in their neighborhood by letting that building stay.
Dude, there is nothing in Plainfield, Wisconsin. Why wouldn't you let the Gein place stay?
Like,
you
whatever,
know?
Dude.
I understand Chicago getting rid of the H.H. Holmes murder hotel, but Jesus.
So Ketty is still populated.
Oh, have you watched that series?
Which series?
There's a series.
About with the guy who's the great great grandson of H.H. Holmes,
and they're trying to prove that he's actually Jack the Ripper.
I saw the beginning of that.
It's a History Channel show. It's
not.
Who the hell? You know what? Honestly, History Channel's killing it lately.
He was building his murder hotel when the things happened.
It was a good
There's
show.
No
though.
Way you could do that.
It was a really good show though.
But did they
I'm
dig
only
up
halfway through it?
They were going to dig up the post office parking lot where the murder hotel had been. Did that happen? I only saw the beginning of the first episode.
Just like a Geraldo thing?
I keep falling asleep on the episodes and missing the last 20
minutes. And down there they
found
Al Capone's vault.
So you're telling me they're riveting and I obviously should watch it because you're falling asleep during every episode?
Yes. No, I'm putting it on before I go to bed
good.
And smoking a big bowl. So I like
all
just
right,
like,
all right,
no.
All right.
Narrator voice in marijuana just knocks me out.
Dude, you should do meth instead of marijuana. You'll make it through the whole series.
Yeah, right? You're doing it wrong.
We could like do half of it right now and half after the show.
So, okay, so back to Keddie. So we're down there and there's people living there, right? And we go down and there's like this old phone booth. And Elise gets out. She's like, I want a picture in the phone booth. But she wouldn't get in because there's too many cobwebs. And so we made a video of her screaming, this is where it happened, and pointing over to the burned down cabin site. And I'm like, babe, like there's people around. It's kind of rude. But I still made her do it 3 times, so we got a good video.
Kitty's the name of the town, not the family, I take it.
Oops.
The family is not Kitty, it's the town.
The family is Kitty or the town?
The town is Keddie.
Keddie?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's a resort. It's like you too can go there.
Mm-hmm.
And rent a cabin in the woods. Probably none you want to hang out with.
You don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Are you into meth labs?
I was once. I met a really fat girl in Elko. That's not true. She was sweet.
Oh, God.
You into chicks missing teeth and maybe an eye?
I used to be.
So I went to a murder site. What did you do, Chewy?
I've really just been focusing on working a lot. I've got a job. I'm laying some brick.
And I don't have a job,
yeah.
So.
See, yeah, you're lucky. No, I usually don't either, but I took one, so now I've just been relearning how to lay brick and enjoying myself in the
loser.
Sunshine. It's beautiful out there.
Loser.
Oh, you know, the usual. Spending time with my family, watching football.
Just kidding. I'm jealous of your life. Shut up.
It's nice.
All right, who's here?
Rick, what'd you do?
Oh, my life's really boring. I've been super into Virginia City lately, and so I had the day off on Saturday. I didn't have a band this weekend, so I went to Virginia City, as I've done a billion times, but this time I went to all the stupid museums that I never go to. I paid the extra money to go down into the Territorial Enterprise news office, which I've never done. I always go like, I'm not spending $3 to go down in that fucking basement. And that's what it, you know, but that was really cool. And I went to the Way It Was Museum, which I realized I hadn't been to since I was a little kid because I remembered some of the things there, but from when I was a little kid. So that was kind of cool. And I looked at all the stuff because I've been reading so much shit about Virginia City. It was so, yeah, I'm hella nerding out over the 1870s. Nevada
go
shit.
To the Mackey Mansion.
I want to go to museums with you, Rick.
It is so much
Let's
fun.
Do it. I love museums.
Oh my God. I just had such a blast and I was like, I'm so nerdy and this is so lame. Nobody would ever want to do this with me.
I am nerdy and lame too. Let's
Fuck.
Do it.
Dude, we take shots and fucking like bring a flask and then you get hella drunk and then I drive home. It's awesome.
Good plan.
Fuck yeah. And you can bring your girlfriend because I really like her.
She's pretty cool.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that was really hella fun. I just nerded out on I'm living in another century right now.
Lucky,
so.
I'm jealous of your life.
Foxy.
Yeah, that sounds great. But anyways.
And we're supposed to be leading the show. So I heard there's a band here.
Oh, yes. We have a very good band here called, 10 Ton Newman? All right. I got my decades mixed up. Of course, the famously talented One Ton Dooley is with us.
One Ton Dooley.
Hi.
So, hi, go around the room. This is Rory.
Guess
what?
I'm in
the band.
What
do you do in the band, Rory?
I play the bass guitar.
All right.
And, yeah.
All right. Downstairs,
well,
we have...
Thank God they don't ever let the bass player sing.
Nick Ramirez, the infamous Nick Ramirez.
Hello there.
And what do you... You're playing the drums downstairs, correct, Nick?
Yeah.
All right.
He thinks.
All right. Oh, fuck you, Nick. And, of course, we got Spike and Jackson in the house, too. And you guys
That's
both
right.
play guitar.
Hey guys.
We have played together for many years now, correct?
We have.
We've been
playing
for a while.
It's good to see you again.
It's kind of funny you mentioned 10 Ton Newman, because that was a concern back when the name of the band came up a long time
well,
ago.
Well, who knows about 10 Ton Newman besides me?
Well, we had to wait a couple of decades before we could actually pull that name out.
Oh, my bad. Shit,
so
I fucked
people
it up.
Forgot about that old ska band that used to tramps around Reno.
Yeah.
Some playing. Pretty badass dudes, though.
Yeah.
Always put on a great show.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Still got one of their CDs. That's why it popped into my head. The word ton is in the band, so it must be. Yeah.
It's the central word of the band. Yeah. So... Could I throw in on the what did you do recently?
Please.
Conversation.
Yes, please. Did you do something recently, Rory?
So, all right. After the last time I was on the show, I went and traipsed around the Sierra Nevadas with my family, intending to go to one spot, but ending up in the Kentucky Mine Museum and Stamp Mill just outside of Sierra City. And I recommend anybody who's looking for an interesting way to We paid to have the tour, and it was a Sunday, and nobody else was there, and it was this gal and her daughter, and it was us and our daughter, and we ended up, the tour that we paid, $5, it, took 2.5 hours, she told us everything about the place, she showed us shit she doesn't usually show people.
Did she try to get you to join the church afterwards?
No, not at all. We just, nerded out about local history stuff, and mining, and families, and claims, and how mining works.
How
and...
deep did you get to go down in the mine? Did it go
we
down
just,
in
no,
the...
it's just, you get to go into the forge. And you get to go into the very front of the keyhole. They got evidently a grant last year, and they're going to excavate a couple hundred feet in so they can take people into the first part of the mine.
Is it directly into the side
of the effing mountain.
Is it just our area that we get boners over that? I'm so excited that you just told me that. You never get to go into the mine.
I know.
It's always,
when are we going, Rick?
Right.
I've actually been into a mine.
Let's go.
I would love that too.
However, that was I got, and that was just to kind of tie in with your other talk. But I really just have to gloat about the fact that a couple nights ago I got to go see Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Oh yeah,
at the GSR, and it was with Steve Martin's bluegrass band. The was it the Steel Valley? Singers?
I can't remember the name.
I forget the. I'm sorry. I just saw them. It's horrible that I can't remember it.
Steve Martin was actually a hell of a banjo player.
He was. At one point in the show, he did a little medley of his own stuff, and it was this 10-minute, fucking lesson.
Did he do King Tut?
Pardon me?
King Tut?
He did not do King Tut. Hmm. However, he and Martin Short did do Glick, where he pretended he had a Glick ventriloquist doll, but it was really Martin Short in a black suit.
You have to grease his arm up pretty good to get it in there?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they even made a couple jokes about that. No, I mean, if anybody's an old fuck who likes those two comedians, we did not stop laughing for 2 hours. It was...
Dude, I always thought Martin Short was kind of a douchebag, but the Glick shit is funny as fuck. God damn, that's funny.
No, and he's a showman, and he does all these impressions throughout the whole thing. It was fantastic, and it wasn't dated material. Sure, occasionally they do a callback to one of their jokes or bits, but it was all new, fresh stuff. Just two old guys making fun of each other for being less talented than the other and that kind of thing. highly enjoyable event.
Yes,
it was a good time. Chewy, quit being such a dick, man.
That was me.
Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
Hey, that's what I heard.
Those allegations were cleared years ago. And what's wrong with it, even if they were?
Let's say, I didn't
I'm
say
a homosexual.
Right. That's
there's
fine.
There's nothing wrong with that, Chewy.
I don't care what you guys are, they are.
But yeah, no, the wifey and I had a wonderful time. I bought the tickets before we even, in March. It was my first wedding present to her.
Aww.
And it's actually now the last one that actually happened. So it was kind of cool.
Marie,
cool.
You and Diana are amazing and cute and you.
You should see us after about a fifth of whiskey and we're mad about something.
How cute they are.
I want to come over for dinner.
Yeah, can we do that?
Yeah. I'll... God.
Saturday.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, Saturday.
Sunday? No.
Oh, we'll figure it. Sundays are her only day off. She's the head chef of a restaurant that's always
really
looking
good
for
restaurant.
Help.
So she won't mind
are
cooking.
They really?
No.
Oh, yeah, she loves to come home and cook for ungrateful people.
All right, I'm gonna come
over. Who couldn't
over.
Be bothered to pick his own underwear up off the floor or do a load of dishes.
I'm gonna
in the
come
brand
over
new
and bring you guys dinner, and we'll drink for the whiskey. How about that?
Oh, that's fucking rad.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. She always likes it. If you want to butter up to my wife, you come over and either bring food and cook for her. You know what she likes? Asian food and fat kid food. Those are the two categories of food.
I'm down for both of those things.
I got a tater tot casserole
corn
recipe
dogs.
That kicks ass.
Wow, that is so Midwest that's, of you.
That's yeah. a bring it. And I, she would just say, like, bring it. Done.
Hot casserole.
Good thing she doesn't listen to the show.
This deal is getting worse all the time.
I missed you, show. I missed being a microphone in my face.
When are you going to play some music?
That's
do you guys
idea.
Play music?
Please
this is what
do.
We're here for. I want to hear you play, Wait, Rory.
What do you guys got?
We can do yeah. that right now.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's do it.
You want to talk this song up, Nick?
Is this song about something?
Wait, no, Spike should. What song
yeah,
are we
Spike,
playing?
What do we
what
got?
Song, what do you guys want to do? Let's do Cadillacs.
Yeah, you're the guy. You're the shot caller.
Ooh, Cadillacs. Song. I like Cadillacs.
Oh, this was written about Kim, huh?
No. No, it was just a song I had for years and years and years and years.
Did you play this in other bands and now it's a one-ton dually tune?
No. Actually, it became a one-ton. This is the first song we wrote together, I think, as a group.
No.
No, that's not what he's saying.
That's
at
not
all.
Quite right.
No, you brought your stuff. He wrote the lyrics while I was a member of the band, though.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Right. So, Jackson and I have been playing this for a while. I've actually had this song
for probably like
20 years
or so.
I used to jam with it with some friends, but then Jackson and I kind of fleshed it out some more.
You and JP are playing it at the end of the Mary Anarchy DVD, like 2007 or 2008.
That could have happened.
Yeah.
That could have happened.
Well,
it sounds like there's video proof of it.
There is yeah. there is video proof of it and stuff, and that's the first time I really
Spike
heard it play.
Spike does not remember a lot of Mary Anarchy.
Well, it was kind of funny.
It's like one of those things at the end of like the night, and you're like, oh, I want to play, you know what I mean? So
when Jackson and I first got together, I was like, so what do you want to play? He goes, that one song that you do.
Anyway, that one song you do.
Yeah, because I really didn't have a name for it.
All right, it was one of the first songs Jackson taught
well, you
me
and Cam,
as a one-ton dually.
Right.
With
so,
you and Cam, we used to drum together. You said that you called it 10,000 Cadillacs.
We used to call it 10,000 Cadillacs way back in the day when I used to jam with some friends, Cameron Lopez on drums, and yeah. he called it 10,000 Cadillacs. And I remember that all of a sudden because for years I just couldn't remember there was a title for it.
So he kind of named it.
And he named it, and then I
for it.
Blurted that out one day to Jackson, and the next day he comes in with lyrics. I'm like, oh, cool.
This is a one-ton dually playing Cadillac.
So just picture 10,000 Cadillacs blazing across the desert.
That sounds rad.
Going to a one-ton dually show.
That's right.
In the middle of the playa.
Fire and drugs.
With fire and drugs.
Are we ready? You want to do it?
Let's do it.
Fuck yeah.
Cadillacs, don't you know? They're going down to the one-ton dually show.
That was amazing.
That was good. You guys rock.
Cool. God damn.
Not too bad, eh?
I wanted to give us a twofer.
Don't quit your
twofer.
Day
you want
job.
Another one? Twofer.
Well, how many you guys got?
I don't know.
Yeah,
you guys can kick back, like, whatever.
Can you play one that does not suck, please? Okay.
Damn.
Hey, she's our biggest supporter at all of our practices.
Yeah.
She goes to all your practices?
Well, when she's in trouble and I can't trust to leave her at home.
She's going to be deaf by the time she's 15.
All right, so.
Yeah, do another
one. What do you got next?
Let's do, I don't know, you want to do Roy's song? Something? Sometimes? Yeah,
there we go.
One.
Oh, we go.
The sexy song?
Yep.
Haven't felt this good in days.
Fuck, that wasn't bad at all, you guys.
I'm gonna clap
dude, with the timing, that was awesome.
Your band is so shitty.
We couldn't say. Usually we rely heavily on Nick's body language for how that ends. You're awesome, Nick.
Oh, thanks, man. Did we ever set up a microphone for him?
Yeah. Are you using it, Nick?
Oh, I'm here.
All right.
Well, I'm here.
There he is.
Don't you guys worry about that.
How you doing?
Good. I'm downstairs. This is a really different kind of podcast
is it nice?
For me.
You like it?
Nick, this hurts being so far from me on the show. Aww.
I think at the
you
Candy
really
Shop
like
podcast,
feet away from
I was
other.
In the
Are
living
you
room.
You guys going to need some quality time when we leave?
You've been down there for the Candy Shop podcast?
Yeah, back in the day.
There may be some cuddling.
But it's been a very long time since I've
was
been
that
on
even
the
at
podcast
this studio?
Playing drums. Yeah. Besides Roxy Colley, I guess I was on that. So.
Man, you've been on this show a lot.
That's the advantage of hosting your own podcast. Your band always gets
Wow, you're a repeat guest.
Everybody in here has been on the show before at some point.
Yeah.
I was just this morning, or this afternoon when I got off of work, I went home and I took a shower. And I listened to the original Spike and Jackson podcast from 6 years ago.
Fuck.
It was fucking awesome. It was such a it was a really like a milestone show. I think it was episode 30 of
was
the
it
first
really
season.
Funny?
It was hilarious.
God, I'm going to have to dig. I'm going to have to fucking go find
it. It wasn't that funny, but it was
what
really
was,
there was a lot going on.
It was hilarious, but it was
for
not
the
funny.
Record, since you did recently listen to it, and I hope you made note, what was Jackson's final score there?
Well, I think it was like 8 or 9. I really
Okay, we have had lower scores than him.
It was
We've actually had negative.
You know,
points.
We set a record last week. Did you listen
it's
to the show last
game
week?
Anyway, so.
3 million.
3 million. Was there a multi-ball involved?
Oh, yes, there was.
She was talking about rope
bonus.
Bondage,
yeah.
So she won.
Yeah, she does win.
Yeah,
plays forever.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. We're like, and what? And she was so sweet and innocent
she's
looking.
Adorable.
She was
and
great.
Then I busted out with, "So how often do you masturbate?" And she's like,
"She said
fucking
a lot
every day. Like I can't stop touching myself. And I just wish some dude would tie me up. And I'm into older men."
You asked her that question, and her eyes got big, and she said
a
lot.
Like, no.
Yeah.
It was just like turned. It was this whole like turn. Well, it was.
It was like slightly awkward for me, but because I was like, I don't know how to handle you because you're only 19. Yeah.
And then she would sing songs about people being beat and like really sad cancer deaths
real
and
sad
like
shit.
So it was just like cry turned on, cry turned on.
So this is like I need to watch listen to this episode.
It was a good show. It was fucking funny as shit. Yeah.
Listen to your own podcast, Rory.
Well, I did. I've had a lot going on.
No.
I have a preteen in the house, and that
takes up a
lot of my fucking time.
On that show that I listened to today from 6 years ago, it was Layla James's first show ever with us when she came on.
Dude.
It was the first time Matt ever called in and told us what he was drinking.
What is Matt drinking? Remember that?
He was drinking a tall can of PBR and a shot that he'd left out from the night before.
I could have guessed that.
Does Matty still biggest, have the same
is
phone
the biggest
number?
I wonder if he's drinking that right now.
Can you actually, can one of the two of you call him on my phone?
It was the first show after the Undiscovered when
Matt.
Felix broke the bass. It was also the first show after Rick's dog died.
Did we play the tape from Felix? Remember where Rory was recording?
No, I think that we didn't get that.
Okay, that was
we
later.
Didn't have the recording until later, but it was a fresh story.
No, the time we played the tape of Rory,
either
Rory was
Matt's
doing the interview. The time that we played that interview, they were both in there. What
Thunder
happened?
Matt.
Yes.
I don't know if it's the same phone number as I have in my phone from I don't know how long ago.
Well, great. There's one way to find out.
One of the better shows from our first season if you ever get a chance to go back.
And Kim, so you
June
know.
June of 2011.
The person on the phone can hear you mostly because there's that tiny microphone that's attached to your mic.
So I'll ask him what he's drinking.
And do you see the little bitty mic, the little tiny silver mic that's attached to your mic?
Is it this number?
It's a little throwback.
No, I do not.
Fuck.
Oh, yes, I do see
Felix wrecking the base.
Introduce yourself as from somebody from the show. But it's
from our first season, it's one of the only shows that you really want to go back
drinking?
And listen to.
Yeah, so you're from the podcast. We want to ask you, hey, Matt, it's your segment. This is the dumbest thing ever.
What up, Rory Dow?
Yes, it is him.
This is actually not Rory Dow.
He's here, though.
This is Cadillac Kim from the Worst Little Podcast, but Rory is right next to me. What are you drinking?
Tang.
You're drinking Jen?
Tang.
He said Tang.
Tang.
Oh, Tang? What's in the Tang?
Baseman drink.
Just ice?
Tang and
fail.
Ice.
Just ice at the moment.
Are you working,
Matt?
What are you wearing?
Oh, this is so hot.
Old shorts.
and nothing else.
And that's it?
Yahoo!
Okay. You're drinking Tang and wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Are you in the basement?
Send a selfie.
I want a selfie.
Yeah, sorry, it wasn't so exciting this time.
This time, shit.
Send a selfie.
No.
Now I remember. Now I remember why we quit this segment.
Do you want to tell him what he was drinking 6 years ago?
How's your show going over there with One Ton Dooley?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Matt?
How do you know that? Are you stalking us?
No, I helped them pack up their gear to.
Okay. It's a small fucking town, you guys.
What were you drinking 6 years ago?
Probably whiskey when the Joker started.
So it was a tall can of PBR and a shot that he'd left out from the night before.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
Well, that's...
Tell him.
That's really gross.
He can't hear me.
A tall can of PBR and a shot that you left out from the night before. That's what you were drinking 6 years ago, according to Chewy.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
quite the possibility.
Man, I hope you got your life together.
He's drinking Tang now.
No. Tang, yeah.
No, not in the slightest.
Not really. Well, you know, you're in good company, so. Yeah.
He's alone. He's alone right now.
You could be here, but you're alone, drinking Tang in your shorts.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
I think that's a step.
Yes,
up.
I am.
All right, then.
Good talking to you, Matt.
Yeah, good talking to you, Matt. Nice to sort of meet you.
You guys, too.
Yeah, all right.
Have a great show.
Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, new segment idea. New segment idea. Have Kim call people, but Rick tell her the questions she has to say.
Yes.
That'll be fun.
That would
for
be
a
fun.
Future episode. We're gonna.
There's a lot of things I would like to ask men, and I don't feel right because I don't have boobs.
I can do it.
Yeah, fuck yeah, you can.
I have no shame.
Should we play another song?
Yeah.
Yeah. What song would go good after Matt drinking Tang?
Whiskey.
I thought he said gin at first, and I'm like, oh, that's real sad.
Well,
nobody who
like,
just drinks gin is
you know what?
Sad.
In a way, Tang is
you want
sadder.
Something more upbeat?
That's true.
What do you do, Lee?
I didn't know they still made Tang. No, let's do
that at the end. I haven't checked
don't
the powder drink
don't you have to make
aisle.
Tang
gunshot
yourself?
Whiskey?
You might in a lab in your basement.
That's what he's doing in his basement, right.
Oh, just making Tang, Mom. Go away.
Why is the water running? So yeah, song?
Yeah. We got two. These go together really well.
Fuck yeah.
One's called Gunshot Liquor and the other one's called Whiskey. We'll be right back.
Leche.
That's it.
That was awesome.
Whiskey.
That's it.
It's a metaphor for vagina.
It's about heroin.
All right.
So what the hell do we do now?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Rory totally just poked me with his
that's what I'm talking about.
Bass guitar.
Okay. Hi, I have a really quote small penis. I now have a large car. And a guitar to make up for that.
Yeah.
You drive a Fiat, Rory.
It's a large Fiat.
It's the biggest Fiat they have.
Give me your largest Fiat.
It's true. You know, it's kind of like a tuna can.
I'm a big man. I need a big Fiat.
You are a big man, though, Rory. How do you fit in that thing? You're tall.
You're like Shaq in that shit.
They're quite spacious on the inside.
Are they really?
Like,
Is it bigger on the inside? Like, no, the
I have a coworker who is, like, an ex-collegiate basketball player. So, like, I mean, the dude's, like, 6'5", 6'6", some shit like that. He's gotten into my wife's Fiat convertible, like the little like two-door one. And
sexually.
What's he doing in your wife's Fiat?
Because I was showing it off to him. And he was like, damn, this is comfortable. About. Like, yeah, no, he fit in it quite comfortably. Right. Damn.
Like your mom.
They're very spacious on the inside, like my mom.
Your mom.
I hear your mom likes it that way.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
We do.
So what's happening? Do we do the thing?
Is it quiz time?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's do the quiz.
Sorry. We'll make it quick. It'll be so fast you won't even know what happened.
No.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Okay. We only got a couple questions to ask, so we'll get it over with quick. Everybody that's on the show has been on before and been asked the same stupid shit.
Okay.
No offense, Rory.
We have a few new questions since questions. Spike and Jackson were here.
We have some new questions.
Do we even care what Rory thinks about all that?
I do care what Rory thinks.
Okay. No.
Yeah. Are we ready?
Go ahead.
All right. If you could breed any two animals, what would they be and what would you call it?
Fuck yeah.
Rory, go ahead.
Are you starting with me?
Yes. We're going to go clockwise.
Breed any two animals. And what would I... That like, hey, this is kind of a thinky one. Thinking on my feet here. Let's go with a shark and a spider.
Ooh. Fuck yeah.
What would you call it?
Delicious.
The winner.
The winner.
The winner.
Horrible
at the
nightmare.
Game of life.
Jackson, what two animals would you breed?
Skip?
I don't know.
No.
Yeah, I guess skip me. I don't know.
Try
to think.
Oh my god. Right, you're already having the same quiz as last time. Jackson, don't you understand?
Jackson's a legend.
Answer questions.
Just say hamster and pussycat. Like it doesn't matter. You're gonna get a zero again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Spike?
A goat and a pig. Ooh. So you could get goat cheese and bacon.
Oh, God, you're smart.
Same animal.
You're so smart.
I thought you were interested in that for a totally different reason.
Yeah.
But that's cool.
Yeah.
And Nick?
There's other benefits.
Well, I would do a Star Wars Arnold one, and I would do a bighorn sheep and a kangaroo so I could make tauntauns real.
That's
awesome.
Oh, hot.
My God. Yes. You're so smart, too, Rick.
Oh, my God.
All right.
That's Nick.
Yeah, Rick.
Oh, Nick. Sorry.
You're
Nick.
Hella smart.
Sorry,
it's Nick. Nearly the same
you
name.
You guys sound alike.
It's
okay.
Nearly the same
right.
name.
Can I have all a, right. Did huh? I get one?
Yeah.
Rory, if you could fight anybody in the band, who would you fight?
Oh, that's a good one.
God, I can see everybody in the band kicking their ass. You better pick Nick. You have to.
No, I really, yeah, no, Nick. I'd love to fight Nick in a fight club kind of way.
Nick's pretty tough, though.
Yeah, no, I'd be afraid he'd hurt my face, but I'd do it.
Oh, I'd just suck his dick.
that's his go-to
that's
move.
That's an interesting strategy, my friend. I'll suck yours back.
Jackson, do you want to follow
well,
up on that
one? That'll be an interesting fight.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really want to fight any of these guys that bad.
All right.
If I beat Spike, up, I'd be pretty proud of myself, I guess.
Yeah.
But.
<You're tough. laughs> Spike?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Jackson was an offensive lineman in high school. Rory's got the wiry, skinny guy thing going on.
I
can
wouldn't
see
fuck
Nick
with either
doing
of them.
Nick's Mexican and probably has
and
a knife.
Nick's Mexican, right.
And you're just getting older.
And I'm just an old jarhead.
All right.
So which one?
Wait, who would you break the least?
Probably Jackson. I don't know. All right. Just guessing.
And right. Nick?
Actually, Rory, definitely Rory.
Good choice.
All right, is it my turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, would you rather be mauled by a lion or a bear?
Me
yes,
again. Rory. All right.
We're just staying the same order.
We're
amateurs.
Jackson.
We can start with Nick. Wait, say again?
Would you rather be mauled by a lion or a bear?
I'll go with bear.
Okay, why?
Well, you didn't ask that. because, you know, a bear, you can do that. You can do that, like, duck and cover, play dead thing.
You think you might
have
a chance.
Lions like it when you play dead. That's when they really get it on. Yeah,
kind of. Exactly.
That's a good point.
Did you say that's when they get it on?
Oh, yeah.
That's when they start just ripping away the meaty chunks of your thighs.
When they feed the lions at the zoo, they have to pretend, they have to push the thing around to make them think
that
it's dead.
They're a cat. They take down the gazelle or the big bird, and they break its neck, and they wait till it stops struggling.
Fucking break
and then they
neck.
Eat it.
Right. Or they play with it for a little
a
while.
A bear
so, yeah.
receives you as a threat, and it's just going to kill you.
Good point.
Dead,
how about you,
away.
Jackson?
I feel like you just answered the question
I'll
for everybody.
Okay. There's another vote for bear. Spike?
You know,
be contentious.
Well, I work around Tahoe in the forest up there, so my head's on a swivel looking for them bears all the time. Mm-hmm.
There's no lions at Tahoe.
So I'm thinking lion.
But
so
there's mountain lions.
Okay.
And they act the same.
Yeah. All right.
Smaller. But they're smaller.
I thought we were talking African lions.
Well, yeah.
Probably. I think we are talking African lions. I should clarify that question.
Fair enough.
African lions. Like, you know,
I'll go lion.
African or European?
And Nick, what would you rather be mauled by?
I'm going to go with lions as well.
Oh, okay.
I mean, let's just get it Razzies. Over with. I think, I don't know. It's hard because lions might play with you the way a cat plays with a mouse.
Think exactly. They would. Oh, God, I saw that happen this
All right,
weekend.
I'm
going to
change my mind. Bear. Bear.
It was awful. I was at a party this weekend, and, like, this cat carried a mouse out, and they're like, good job, cat. And then it played with it for, like, an hour while we're sitting there, like, barbecuing.
It's
we're
the
like,
cat's showing
so
off
weird.
For you right
there.
Cats are all watching.
It's presenting.
This.
It was
cool.
All right. Awkward. If you were to be banned from Reno, Nevada for life, if you just got kicked out of the city, where would you go? What city would you rather move to if you could never come back to Reno? Rory?
Chewy.
The same way I got to Reno, I would go on walkabout until I landed somewhere.
Walkabout.
That's what brought me here.
Would you head north, south,
so
east,
Sparks?
Or west?
I would start my grand tour by going to the northwest because I've never been there.
Nice.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I've never been further north than Santa Rosa.
You going to wind up in
no
Oregon.
No shit. All right.
Jackson, do you have a place, a town you would like to go to if you could never come back to Reno?
Sparks.
All right.
Is that an acceptable answer?
That's absolutely an acceptable answer. I said the city of Reno.
City of Reno.
Spike?
That was my answer. So I guess I'm heading to Carson City.
I didn't pay attention to details that well. Damn it.
I really like Seattle, but I don't think I could make it up there.
Yeah, it's spendy.
I'd have to get a real job.
There's a lot of people.
Does,
I thought you meant you couldn't
does unincorporated you Reno like, count?
Like the county?
You could.
Yeah, I suppose
city
it would.
Or
Bird
Eye. Or
Yeah.
Just across the city limits?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I would set out towards Boston in a Conestoga wagon.
Nick?
Well, it depends. Is Mikey with me?
Well, yeah, she probably would be. Yeah. She's not like she's not allowed
we're
to leave
going to
Reno
New Jersey.
With
she's
you.
Attached to you by the bonds of Holy Roman.
She's pissed.
Exactly.
Little Egg Harbor. Little Egg Harbor, New Jersey.
All right.
Aw.
That's fair.
That's so sweet. That's sweet.
All right, Kim, you got any more?
Yeah, what's the last thing you Google imaged? Don't lie.
Crap. I did just
I'm not sure about the question.
Something.
What does that mean?
The last thing you Google imaged, the last thing you looked up on Google, that was an image.
Oh, image search.
No, like, my phone's not on me, and
Justin
I did
Bieber's
that.
Vagina, it or
is that
the
a
definition
thing?
Of shadow
I thought
brain.
I thought he was a boy.
What have you looked?
I totally Googled his wang, but not recently.
Well, that's his answer.
I believe it was the path of the hurricane.
Oh,
man,
that's heavy.
Sad.
Yeah, people I used to live with are under like 12 inches of water, and they only live at like 8 inches of elevation above sea level.
Oh, that's a bummer, dude.
Yeah.
Is everybody
yeah,
it's okay?
It's like the fourth largest city in the United States, and it's under feet of water.
Well, this is in Louisiana I'm talking
oh,
about.
Shit.
They always
not
they're
even
used
Texas.
To that shit.
Yeah.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
In Louisiana, yeah, there's a couple million.
quite a few, Nick.
Good point, though,
a bunch
Nick.
Of black people down there, Rick.
Jackson?
I don't know. I haven't used that. That feature in a long time.
Spike?
Jackson
was some
doesn't use anything that's not made of wood and powered by steam.
Some sports. Yeah, I think I Googled a Bleacher Report or something.
All right. Nick?
Google image, though.
I think that would be Helen Hunt.
Yeah,
right on.
Why were you looking up Helen Hunt?
Why?
What
I don't.
Ever?
Do I need to follow up? Or is that
no.
my can be my answer, please?
Can be your answer.
Thank you.
What was she wearing, Nick?
Exactly.
You don't have
look,
to
on an image
that.
Search, you get many images.
That's true. All right.
She's wearing all kinds of stuff.
Just
mayonnaise on her face.
Hey, Rory. Rory,
that's
I got
not
one.
True. She's a classy lady.
She's all right. Bath. She's kind of classy. What's your favorite form of pork?
Pork?
Yes.
Oh,
oh, my God. That's tough.
I know. There's so many good ones.
Mom?
Can I go first?
Yeah. Bacon-wrapped pork chop.
All right.
Hey.
Nick, go ahead.
Bacon.
Okay.
That's the clear...
Yeah, but I mean, fucking ham is so good.
And so is fucking sausage.
Ham is good.
Sausage, really good, sausage. Thick, real pepper bacon.
Yeah.
Good bacon.
Jackson?
Not the shitty bacon.
Yeah, pork chops.
Pork chops.
Chops.
All right.
Definitely chops.
Yeah. Right, like my split is chops or bacon. I can't decide between the two. I really can't.
Those are good choices. There's really not a bad really choice, except if you like pickled pig's feet or some shit, right?
It's not bad.
Yeah.
How come every time I'm in a kitchen, you in a kitchen?
All right, so anybody got any rapid fires? All right, we're done.
Yay! Okay, who won the quiz? Most Chewy?
Lackluster.
Oh, I was a kid
yeah,
scorer.
Chewy
I thought you kept score last week. I thought it was your new job.
Oh, can we? But I love the
Rory
Chewy scale.
Won the quiz. Rory won the quiz, hands down. Can he win twice?
He's pretty good. I'd say Nick won with about 85 points. Rory maybe scored about 79.
All right, so it's close.
Spike had a good showing with 64. And
I
Jackson,
never win anything.
Jackson beat his last time score with
what's
a score
the prize?
Of 9.
Is there a prize?
9.
Yes.
And John Scroll! Meet Rick after the show.
All right.
Damn, I'm there. We can put up a curtain if you're uncomfortable.
That was fun.
Anybody want to hear some more music?
Sure.
You guys got more songs?
Yeah. Oh, no, I thought you'd play a mixtape for us.
I got one.
Want to listen to some music? Maybe, like, turn down the lights and make out? I don't know.
I brought up that story about listening to the show from years ago to remind everybody that all the great music and shows that we've done over the last 7 years are still available.
Hundreds of episodes.
Anytime you want.
Hundreds.
I mean, there's so much great music that we've had on this
right.
show.
Right. You get to hear the songs.
Including tonight. And
last week, at the end
and
of
the
show.
Before, and
you know,
the week before that.
You know how
the
they lost their virginity
that.
And whether or not they're circumcised and what they sound like playing.
And you can even find this out about people who are far more famous now than they were when they first appeared on the show.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, and when you listen, you might get turned on. So listen with your sexual interests. You know what I mean? Like,
sexual.
Invite them over, listen to the podcast, and fuck their brains out.
Pull your pants down and hit play.
This podcast has gotten me laid.
Podcast
so many
and
times.
Chill.
It even got me a girlfriend. So
podcast
it works.
And
it
chill.
Works, people.
That's right.
It works.
It did not.
It totally did.
You
it
got
totally
yourself
did.
A girlfriend.
Kegel exercise
it wasn't the podcast.
Girlfriend.
Oh, it's probably true.
What are we playing now?
We're gonna do your song.
No matter.
Oh yeah.
it's gonna make me cry. Stop thinking of you, but I still don't have a clue about to stop making mistakes. Stop watching the stage, so I'll be on my way. And here's a word that should remain. Yeah, no matter what you need, and no matter what you dream, this has never been about you, girl. This has always been about me. Yeah, no matter what you think, and no matter what you dream, this has never been about you, girl.
Rad.
Totally.
Damn you guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
Rory, this is the best you've ever done.
You're doing good, Rory.
Thanks a lot.
Good job.
Except for that. I expect everybody else to be amazing, but you're actually
keeping up with these.
You're keeping
these
up,
pros.
And that's fucking great.
Yep.
He has made amazing progress.
Fuck.
I'm very proud of this young man.
When I saw you guys at Skate Jam, I was like, holy shit, Rory actually looks like he belongs in a band. That's so awesome.
The everlasting poet. Hey, as I told Riku today when I was talking to her about controlling her emotions, she said, but I can't. And I said, look, no. I said I can't play guitar for 20 years, and it took me until I was 38. But guess what? I'm pretty good.
Man, I hope she learns to control her emotions before that.
Fucking
A. Can I go, eh?
Not in my face. You better say yes. That's a no, sir. Yes, sir.
So speaking of Skate Jam, you guys got anything coming up? You guys got any shows that you're looking forward to, or are you working on?
No, frankly, the shows. Podcast is really what we've been working for lately. Like,
front up fucking A. Shows.
We
need to get working on that. I'd like to get on stage.
Actually,
again.
The podcast is going to help us get on shows because now people can hear us.
Yep. I was just looking at your Facebook page a moment ago. You guys have 72 likes. Hopefully, we can get you guys a little bump here.
Get 100 out of this show. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
We just opened that 3 weeks ago or something.
Yeah, it's brand new.
I know. I like you.
Thank you.
I like you too.
73.
No, I was number two, I think.
You're always number two in my book, too. Thanks for the setup.
That was
But you guys do got a Facebook. If you look up Facebook, One Ton Dooley, and you'll find them.
Yeah.
Like them. Then you'll find out when they are playing. And there may even be some video on there.
Yep.
If you check it out. So.
Yep.
Yeah. That's about the only. You guys got anything else online? You got any music available
besides? I mean, we are still kind of a young band. We've only been playing since Merry Anarchy of 2015, what? Winter Ball.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Or am I incorrect? No. We were in a May Merry Anarchy.
We did Merry Anarchy last year in spring.
Okay, 16. It was May of 16.
Yeah, so not much longer than a year.
So, we're
you and me have been jamming.
Almost
since 2015.
Years. Yeah.
Because I introduced some of this material to you.
Yeah.
At that point.
You guys, Spike and Jackson, you guys have been playing together for.
Yeah, we've been playing for 7 years.
About seven years.
Well, it seems like you guys have always been together.
All right, that's kind of the fun of this band because, all right, you guys had practiced and played together as Spike and Jackson for years, where Nick and I have, we've done tons of stuff on stage together and we've do the podcast.
The Lighter Thief Project.
Right, yeah. The Lighter Thief. I do with the podcast and just freestyling at the open mics going
Princess
back.
Princess Bombs. Mixing Princess Bombs.
Yes, mm-hmm. He's the drummer sometimes.
Well, that's how this kind of got together because Nick would jump on stage with Jackson and I a couple times. And then we became almost like a trio, sort of.
Uh-huh.
And then needed somebody to hold down the bottom end.
Sexually.
And you were sitting there drunk
on a
stool.
I can hold down a bottom like nobody else.
That's true. Rory is a power bottom.
Damn, that's gross.
Or a sadistic top, But no, you got like I was a novice guitar player, and you guys brought me on board saying you'd rather teach a friend to play bass than teach a bass player to be a friend.
Yeah, dude, that's beautiful.
And it kind of worked out, dude. Because I'm trying to learn music and get we better
gotta,
and shit.
We gotta get that on like a t-shirt or a pillow. Absolutely.
The times I've seen you guys play out at bars, you guys are great bar music and good rock and roll.
Oh, that's the idea.
We don't think we're gonna be the next pop sensation. We're a bunch of old farts who like playing music together.
Well, you're good music for drunk people for sure. Because it's rocking in the theme.
Go on tour with the Liver Scars. Yeah,
that's the idea.
Oh, if only.
If you guys went to Elko,
Ronway,
with the Liver
come
Scars,
back
you
to
would,
Reno
you would
for
tear
a reunion show.
You guys get a show in Elko.
I'm gonna call Ron and be all, dude, we're playing Elko.
You should come back.
Felix's knees. Come back to Reno for a reunion show.
Which bar would you have us play in Elko?
The Silver Dollar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Silver Dollar would be the place to be.
Yeah. Is that down on Idaho Street?
Actually, I got...
It's on, I think it's either on Commercial or Railroad, one of those, the two streets that go where the railroad used to be?
Yep.
Like the main,
The lovely Kat Roswin, past guest of the show, she's a current resident of Elko and quite active in their theater community out there.
The theater community.
They have a strong community theater out there with a season going on Elko, right at this moment.
I've said it before, Elko is the Paris of Eastern Nevada.
They also have quite a lot of chamber of commerce marketing on my radio waves here in Reno. And I'm considering maybe taking the family on a weekend to Elko. Yeah.
Dude, the Ruby Mountains
are beautiful.
Actually, there's a lot of shit to like, you park your car there, you stay in the hotel, you eat the local food, and you go out on hikes outside of town.
Go in the summer because it's really cold as fuck in the winter.
Yeah. That's what I hear, I was thinking September, August would be kind of nice.
We'll go up to Lamoille Canyon, the colors start turning, then it's like it's really one of the most beautiful places in the state.
We hear.
Yep. So
Elko, I'm coming for you.
I've hung out with Spike and Elko, just bumped into him while we're both working on the road out
now,
there.
No, if I'm going to come for Elko, it's going to be in my wife, not my pants.
Gross.
I mean, that's
beautiful, but don't say it out loud.
We're trying to make a baby.
My beautiful daughter was conceived in Elko.
Really?
Yep. Hell yeah.
Room 4 at the Manor Motor Lodge.
Maybe I'll follow
suit. Is that the last place you fingered your mom?
No. That was like by then it was probably the 80th place. Never mind.
Daddy.
Ellie.
Looking forward to having Ellie back on the show here in December.
Oh, that's great.
Unfortunately, we do not have any shows coming up. We'll have this podcast out soon so that we can give people evidence of the fact that we are a band and sound like something.
Yes.
Yep. And
maybe we'll make a demo out of the tape.
Fuck yeah.
Really, anybody listening, go ahead and like them on Facebook, because 72 is a small-ass number.
Yeah, let's see if we can get that up to 80.
If you guys
90.
Can get us to 100 by the end of the week, I will personally give you all a crisp high five.
Dude, that is the worst little podcast bump right there.
How do we get a bump off our own thing, though? Yeah. Like, I don't know how that's going.
Everybody who knows you knows you're in a band and knows about the podcast, so
that's all 70,
80 people.
All 72 of you, and I'm sure only 23 of you are listening. Thank you.
I'm going to become your...
Those are pretty good numbers, actually.
For real.
For a young band, I'm happy with that.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's young here.
You guys are doing good.
I mean, if 23 one-ton Dooley fans are listening right now, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, that'll get you to 95, and then you just need 5 more, and you could get 5 homeless people to like you.
Fuck yeah.
I think homeless people are fucking target audience, dude. Like, they fucking dig
this shit.
When
you guys played at Alturas a couple weeks ago, I bet there were some homeless people back in the alley checking it out and jamming.
Yeah, they're like, can I come
down there?
Well,
there certainly weren't any of the bikers at the front of the bar who came inside to check us out.
But that dude we played with was awesome. What was his name again, Roy?
Morgan?
Husky Burnett.
No. Yeah, Husky Burnett.
Oh, Husky Burnett.
He was cool. Yeah, Mason was great too.
It sucks that their drummer quit like the day before they got to Reno.
Oh, that sucks.
Like, they played Elko and he said, fuck you, I'm going home. And he went back to Minnesota.
Yeah. See, full circle. Elko.
Strangely, they had just met the drummer the day the tour started. So I don't know, like, what that was. Like, it was a Craigslist tour.
Elko County ruined Fat Couch one time, too.
No, that was out in Carlin, my friend.
Which is in Elko County.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I stand
Chewy.
Corrected.
Yeah. Dude, that was looking like you were totally on that.
Face faggot.
No.
Carlin's different. If you guys had made it past Carlin and gone away to Elko, I guarantee it wouldn't have happened.
Chewy.
Somebody.
It's only like 18 more miles.
Yep. It's a short trip through the tunnels over there.
We're in the middle of nowhere, and I hate you.
I want to go on tour with
Noodle.
I'm noodling. I'm sorry. All right, so what's next, guys? Come on.
Yeah, let's play a song.
You want to play us out? I mean, what else do we got?
We got a song called Dooley.
Yeah, oh, wait. Hey, Kim, what's happening this week? Anything of note?
Well, actually, this weekend is Burning Man. It's in, like, full swing. So
First Friday.
There's not a fuck ton going on except for First Friday. First Friday is happening at Foxy Olive. But check out the blog because I'll find more stuff for you guys.
First Friday
weekend.
With Mike Metzger and myself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, are you going to be there too?
I am going to publicly announce that this is the second to last First Friday. Mike Metzger is our penultimate
Forever?
First Friday. And then following, it will be our final Foxy First Friday with the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Why?
Starring the lovely and talented Jen Scafidi from Carson.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah, it's time for me to put down the torch. That's all. Okay. I'd rather not, like.
Drag
down the show and talk about it. But it's the last two shows, Mike Metzger and then Jen Scafidi in October. I'm really excited for both shows for lots of different reasons. So please come check us out this week.
Sweet. Awesome. Lots of good punk shows this weekend. Shays has U.S. Bombs. Cashed Out is actually Sunday at Alturas in the Down Low, I know it seems like it's cheesy, but it's actually really fun if you guys want to do it. It's a Johnny Cash cover band.
Cashed Out's pretty cool.
It's really fun.
Alturas is really cool, too.
You say they're great.
I think so.
Leroy's playing down there on Sundays?
Huh?
Say Leroy's playing there
on Sundays?
Dude!
Is that really happening?
This week. Yeah, I know. It really is happening. Yeah.
Leroy just hangs out and plays.
Yeah,
they do a barbecue, and Leroy plays for free. It's insane. I know.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Go check that shit out.
Rick, you got anything? What are you doing this weekend?
No. I'm recording. Taking a second weekend off.
Good for you.
But very soon, Sick Kitty Sit's going to be here.
No
so
show next
exciting.
Weekend. Ooh. No, next Monday. No show. Labor Day.
And then after that, on 9/11, we have Riptide Bandits. So that'll be fun.
Fuck yeah.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is
Riptide
so awesome.
Bandits.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
we've got a lot.
Been,
Kim and I have a lot of cool shit
been
on the schedule.
Too.
That is so fucking rad. Oh
I
my
know.
God. I haven't seen the Grouch in forever. Holy shit, that's rad. Okay.
All right.
I saw him 2 weeks ago. He was drunk.
Yeah.
How weird. I can't imagine what that looks like.
Speaking of which, I ran into a murder date a while back, about a week ago, actually, in front of the Saint, with Leif, the drummer, and Elise.
Murder
and John.
Date?
John, who's the bass player.
What's that called?
Murder Date. You know the guy that I talked about on the podcast that I went out with?
Oh, yeah. The guy that
murdered his grandpa. Yeah.
That was a good story.
He walked by and, like, tapped me on the shoulder, and it was super creepy. And my
How
friends were like, is that guy? And I'm like, yeah. Then he walked off, and we were all freaking out after. Yeah.
Gross.
Was he on PCP?
I don't think so.
Okay. Interview him sometime.
I got a feeling he's the kind of person you'd know if he was on PCP.
Should have him on the podcast.
Yeah.
Wrong kind of podcast.
I want to know where I live. Do people still do PCP?
He did when he murdered his grandpa.
That was a long time ago, though. What did you say, 15 years?
When he was 18, yes.
Do you think he has a
so
line?
That was with that was still within the 21st century, I'll point out.
Yeah.
So evidently, yes, Nick, people are doing PCP in the 21st century.
But you know, you do something like that, you kind of think, maybe I shouldn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, you gotta quit doing.
What if
you
like, yeah, it's just like, ah, it was just a bad trip. I bet I'll be fine. I'll do it.
But
again.
I mean, like,
let's try these bath salts. What's the worst thing?
There's all
happen?
The other times
who
when I didn't
that?
Murder somebody.
Right.
So
right. What are the odds?
This is just one oddball time I did any. PCP and it didn't work out right.
Well, I haven't hit my wife through this whole Budweiser. Maybe I'll have another.
Right on. So we're gonna play a song. Are we done with the show? You want to say goodbye to everybody? All right. Well,
yeah. Who's doing the cash out?
I'll do it later.
What song are we playing?
Dooley Repo.
I know. Hey, it's been a nice having you guys in, and the music's awesome. Josh Martin, thanks for listening to the show, and for Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick, the entire Dogwater family, Reverend Rory and Nick, who would normally be here in their normal positions. And
I'll get better, I promise.
Thanks a lot. Good night, and Rory loves you guys.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Backwater Studios